For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Luna in Santee is joining us. Now, Luna has something going on in her personal life that might be hitting a little too close to home for us and our relationship. Luna, why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what's going on? First of all, good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say I love my boyfriend. Like I really do. Like I do think he's a really great guy. And I think this is my first big love. You know what I mean?
Sure. Congratulations. That's very sweet.
Not whatever. It's love. Thank you. He has this one habit that just drives me absolutely nuts. He corrects my grammar all the time.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead.
Sounds like someone can relate, it's not just when we're alone, he does it in front of my friends and my family. I'm an educated woman. I didn't major in any sort of English or literature or anything like that, but I am educated. I have degrees, but he makes me feel stupid when he does that.
Sure.
Yeah. And again, everything's great. Besides that, and I even talked to him about it, you know what I mean? But he kind of brushed it off and he used some big word that I was I've literally never heard that before and I'm not retaining it. So great.
Luna, it's ripped from real headlines, this story, it seems.
It is. I can totally relate to you because it's an issue that has happened between John and I.
Me.
Oh my God. See? And... And the biggest problem I have is when he does it when we're talking to someone like you, people are in the room with us. When you do it in front of people, it points out someone's mistakes. And I understand, John, that you want someone to say it correctly. But doing it in front of people, I think, is just rude.
May I speak on my behalf, please? Even though this is not about me at all. It's about Luna and her boyfriend. In my defense, Luna and Tammy, this is how I was raised. I had a father that was a very strict grammar guy. See right there.
Me too.
He's rolling over in his grave right
me
now.
Too.
My dad was very into correct grammar and would call me out no matter what, no matter where I was. I think once he wanted to interrupt my wedding vows because they were grammatically incorrect. So I was raised that way, in my defense.
And how did it make you feel when he did that? How did it make you feel?
I don't have any recollection of how it made me. I think I was more an eye-rolling thing. Oh, Dad, it's not that point of the story. I don't really remember. I know I wasn't angry with him. I know I didn't think he thought I was stupid. But this isn't about me. I'm just defending myself because, Tammy put me on the defensive. Luna, you said this is the only issue that you have with him.
Yes, and, the crazy thing that, I think just makes my blood boil is, he says one grammar phrase wrong all the time and, doesn't correct it. It's, the simplest one when people say, how are you doing? He says, I'm doing good, when it should be, I'm doing well. So it's come on, man. If you're going to be a grammar person, do it right all the time because that's the easiest one. And if I ever say anything about it to him, he gets so hurt.
Okay.
See? But so do you. I mean,
yes.
you get angry. I mean, and you've made it very clear to him that your, quote, blood boils when he does it.
It just seems so hypocritical. People talk the way they talk. Listen to all the kids nowadays. They're just making stuff up, and we're fine with it, I guess.
So you're saying you're a Mensa candidate next to a lot of people in this day and age. I get that. But you know what? Let's throw it out and see what the KSON loyal listeners think. 833-287-1037. I mean, what do you think her next course should be? Because everything else is absolutely fabulous.
Is bad grammar reason enough to break up a morning show? I mean, a relationship? 833-287-1037. Would you mind hanging out and see what our KSON loyal listeners have to say? Maybe they can give you some good advice.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Should Luna love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I love my boyfriend. Like, I really do. Like, I do think he's, like, a really great guy. And, like, I think this is, like, my first, like, big, big love. You know what I mean? But, like, there, he has this, like, one habit that just, like, drives me absolutely nuts. He corrects my grammar all the time. And, like, it's not just, like, when we're alone. Like, he does it in front of my friends and, like, my family.
That's Luna. And Luna is wondering if this is enough to make her list her boyfriend. What do you think? 833-287-1037.
All right, let's start out with Caitlin in Oceanside. Caitlin, what do you think about Luna's situation?
Love him. Love him. Love him. We are who we are. And if you love him, then you love him for who he is. And you come, you'll be able to adapt to it. I get it. It's not your favorite, but it's not, in my opinion and experience, it's not him trying to be mean.
Nikki and LaMisa, what's your take on this?
Okay, so I'm thinking just, you know, leave him. There's thousands of fish in the sea. And if he's boiling your water, boiling your blood, you know, that's where you live. That's where you live in your head. You need to get out of there. And he's boiling around your where you stay. You don't feel comfortable. You just find another fish.
Drastically different opinion so far.
Absolutely.
Andrea in Carmel Valley, what do you think about Luna's situation?
Okay, so first of all, I'm an English teacher, and I see the whole situation being more about respect than it is grammar. And my feeling is that likely he has been disrespected in his life and not felt a feeling of power, and that's his way of feeling like he has some power in his life.
Wow.
Interesting.
That's pretty deep.
Number two, as for ever correcting someone, that's like if you're having an argument and having an argument in front of people.
Gotcha.
That's just, no, that's a no-no.
Okay.
You take it to the side. You have a little talk, and it is the person's choice as to whether they take your advice or not.
All good points. All right, Luna, you heard what your KSON friends have had to say about your situation, but this is really about what Luna is telling Luna she wants to do. So where are you at after hearing that?
There's got to be a solution for you. There's got to be a way to work on it, right?
I think absolutely, and, like, I mean, it's a good thing he's charming, I suppose, and it's not, like, a shattering deal breaker, you know?
You know, I have an idea. Why don't you make a little card that you keep with you in your purse that says Grammar Police, thanks. And when he does that in front of people, just pull that out and show it. Because maybe that'll kind of give him back what you feel like he's giving to you when he corrects you in front of people.
That's a great idea. I'm just going to have to, like, triple check it and have someone, like, you know, reassure me that I have the comma in the right place
Luna.
I say Grammar Police, comma, thanks.
Luna, you're funny. You're really funny. Hey, quickly, on a serious note, when he does correct you in public, has anyone else ever said anything to you or to him? Like, does that hurt your feelings, or are you okay with that? I mean, does anybody else stand up for you?
Or do they just move away uncomfortably?
I mean, a lot of the times, like, it's something, you know, that other people get curious about, and then he can literally go into the history of, like, linguistics or whatever and be like, this is why it is the way it is. So everyone's like, oh, I learned something new today. And it's like, yes, I learned something new every day.
Be happy. It sounds like everything else is cool. I think you've got this under control. You sound like a pretty in-control person. So good luck with everything.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much.
You bet. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.